minutes to give a message. We're going to fly right now in a little series called Family Favor. I normally preach 40, so this is rough. Here we go. Family Favor. New little series called Family Favor. It's actually something I wrote years ago and sort of going back, revamping it, and just doing it a little bit differently. And but I've never, ever given this message in this early service. Next series coming up is a series called Equilibrium in the next service. Equilibrium, a brand new series we're studying for right now. And it's about having balance in family. Having balance in family. How to have balance in my family. Okay? And today we're going to look at Jesus. And it's called New Balance and how a new sheriff came to town when Jesus came. And he did something for women that had never been done. And women, I'm telling you what, ladies, it's incredible. The message coming up the next hour. You talk about affirmation. It's incredible what you'll get from the next message. Family favor. Proverbs 3, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So then shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Say those two verses with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Let's look at it today. Got a message today. Say it with me. Come on. God bless Mama. Amen. How can we have a blessing? And this works for fellas as well today. But looking at focusing on Mama. Today I'd like to just have some focus on several women. We only might make two. I have four. You can go to the website. If we don't get done, you can look at the other ones in a Bible study that we put together. But let's look at several women who were blessed by Jesus. Amen? Go ahead. They found favor with Jesus. I'm going to just say something. I'll divert just a little bit, Raj. Of all major religions, this is history. This is not Bible. You don't learn this at seminary. I guess you can. But an atheist can find this out, this kind of view and the truth. Here's the deal. Of all major religions, the founder of all major religions, only one. Of all major religions, only one founder affirms women, does not belittle women, does not reproach women, does not stereotype women. You know, guess who that might be? Some take a wild guess. Jesus. Ladies, I'm going to say something to you. Of all world religions and major religions, if there was no other reason, oh, He's the way and He's the truth and the life, and you can't come to the Father but by Him. And He rose, He died on the cross, and He rose from the grave. But let's say that didn't even happen, but it did. If there was no other reason, just as a woman, you think, when you looked at all major religions and you found that out, you would want to follow Jesus. You hearing me or not? Say. That you're not a piece of property. That you're not a piece of trash. That you matter. That a man can't stand over you and dictate your life and tell you what to do and how to live. You understand? Yes or no? That you have a right to vote and to be equal. Isn't that a great thing? Say. Now, you got that in America. It took a while for you to get it. But guess where it came from? Guess where that kind of thinking came from? Somebody take a wild guess. Jesus Christ. Are y'all listening today? So it's no strange thing when you see Jesus with women that he's blessing them. But it is strange that it happened at all in the culture that He came to and within the religious confines that He came in. You understand? Pretty impressive. It was a Canaanite woman, and a lot of people think Jesus was disrespectful here. He wasn't. We're going to look at it. Okay, here we go. Then Jesus went thence and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan, or a what? Canaanite. Remember the Canaanites? They were the enemies. They were the bad people. They were the, you know what I'm saying? Remember all the Canaanites? Came out of the same coast and cried unto Jesus and said to Jesus, here's a Canaanite woman, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Now, what Jesus said? But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him. So now everybody shows up, saying, send her away. See, they're acting typical. Because she's crying after us. Won't leave us alone. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Keep watching. Then came she and worshipped him. So Jesus says, I'm come for the lost sheep of Israel. But wait a minute. This woman presses in a little bit. She came and she worshipped him, saying, Lord, say those three words with me. Lord, help me. Say that again. Lord, help me. Three words, lady, but that's good words. One more time. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread, the children of Israel, and cast it to dogs. I thought he was respectful to women. Canaanites were what? Somebody tell me. Gentiles. You understand? They were Gentiles. Jesus was not saying, you look like a dog. You are a dog. He wasn't saying that. He was speaking in language as a whole. I came to the lost sheep of Israel. Okay? Not to the Gentiles. That was the statement. But I think a bigger picture's happening here. His disciples are looking. Everybody's looking. Everything's happening now. Look what Jesus does. And she says, truth, Lord. We are Gentiles. And I know that's that term, dogs, that's what that means. We are dogs. We are Gentiles, according to your teachings. But look at this lady. Say that part with me, yet. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their what? Don't you like this lady say? Doesn't she sound just like a mama with a sick baby? Say. That no's not an answer. My baby's sick! You hear me or not? Now, mamas, y'all relate real well to that, don't you? And so that was her response. And Jesus answered her and said, say it with me, oh, great is your, be it unto you even as you will. And her daughter was made what? Whole from that very hour. You got to realize the culture into which Jesus came. That's incredible. It was not even permissible for a man to talk theology with his own wife in public. Much less him to discuss faith and these kind of things. Not with just a woman, but what kind of woman? A Gentile woman, a Canaanite woman. And when I read the scriptures and when I look a little more carefully, and I'm doing it a little different, I don't know, maybe these days, maybe because of my own life, I don't know. But I see Jesus sometimes waiting for the disciples to get there, waiting in certain situations just so the crowd will see what he's doing. And guess what? The crowd would hate his guts for doing this. You understand or not? Now see, we love him for that, right? Because guess what you are? Did you know you're a dog too? Yes or no? Yeah. We went to church on Mother's Day and the pastor called you a dog. But he gave us a gift at the end. No, that's what we are. We're Gentiles. Unless you're Jewish, that's who we are, right? So when we see a story like this, we love that, don't we, about our Savior. Y'all with me or not? This is how Jesus felt about women. This is incredible. Throw it all up, Raj. Daughter demon possessed. He wouldn't answer. The disciples said, send her away. Jesus said, I'm come to lost sheep. Canaanites were considered dogs. Gentiles, we've discussed all that. We should be able to check that off. Keep going. What did she do? She worshiped Jesus. We saw that. What did she say? Lord, have what? Have mercy. She also said, Lord, help me. I love that. Sounds like something my mama would say right there. We get so fancy and pontificate with our prayers. How about this? Lord, help me! That'll work, won't it? Come on. What did she have? Great faith. She knew who she was. She knew who she was going to see. She knew how she would be put out. All happened just like she knew it would. But one thing kept her going. Faith. Why? Because she had a sick what? She had a sick baby. The dogs eat the crumbs, she said. What happened to her daughter? Jesus made her whole that very what? Hour. So you feel Jesus there? The devil did what? She was filled with what? Devils. And the devil left. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. Say those two things with me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. One more time. How can I be blessed, Mama? Come on. Lord, how can I be blessed, Mama? Come on. Lord, how can you be blessed of God? She was persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. And coming to God with your needs. Be persistent. Don't quit. Don't make excuses. Don't play the victim. Are you hearing me? I know it hurts. Mama, you've been through pain. Some of you struggle so bad. Press. Knowing there's somebody on the other end that'll care for you. You hear me today? Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. Don't focus on the church and putting the church down or they're not doing or somebody. Go to Him. Are you hearing me? Press in. That's what she did. Blessing, baby. How about another one? A diseased woman. Let's look at it. Behold, a woman which was diseased, say it with me, with an issue of what? Blood for how many years? Alright? It wasn't just a monthly thing, ladies. Her bleeding wouldn't stop. Her bleeding wouldn't stop. Her bleeding wouldn't stop. During that time of the month, women were deemed unclean. Couldn't be with a man. They were unclean. This woman's bleeding wouldn't what? Wouldn't stop. And I don't want to be crude, but I'm just going to say it like it is. This wasn't the days of Walgreens like we got now. In places like that. I believe it was very obvious this woman was bleeding. And her bleeding wouldn't stop. That was her life. 12 years. I don't know how old she was. I have no idea. Maybe she was 24, 25, 26. I don't know. And she came behind Him in a crowd and she touched the hem of His garment and she said within herself, if I can just but touch His garment, I can be whole. Keep looking. But Jesus turned about Him. And when He saw her, He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole that what? That hour. Now, hang on one second. There's another passage, I believe it's in Luke, that goes into greater detail. Jesus actually asked the disciples, who touched me? Do you think Jesus knew who touched Him? Yes or no? Oh, I believe He knew. There He was again. Not going to let that incident just pass. But He was going to put Himself center stage. Not for the limelight and the glory, but for the punishment. For the mocking. He's putting Himself in a place of leadership that's going to take it on the chin for that lady. And so the disciples said, there's such a crowd. How can we know who touched you? So it could be the disciples were being totally honest. They didn't know who touched Him. Or maybe they saw who touched Him. And they tried to brush it aside. Because the great event that was happening with Jesus touching people and healing people and all that, and it would be all over. Because He would be deemed what? Unclean. So they brushed it aside, but Jesus said, no, somebody touch me. And he looked at that woman. And he affirmed her. He spoke to her publicly. He didn't just let it slide by. You know how we are with our Christianity sometimes? We try to sort of downplay it because, you know, we don't want people to think or whatever about us, you know, so we sort of downplay it. Not Jesus. No, he called her out. The other passage says he called her out. He affirmed her as a woman. Not as somebody who was unclean, but as somebody who mattered. He healed her. He encouraged her. He told her she was whole. Go. Isn't that incredible? Say. That's a great Savior, isn't it? Y'all with me or not? How can I have the favor of God? Be persistent. Now, that's what we learned from the Canaanite woman. Hemorrhaging blood, she's considered unclean, Leviticus 15. What did she do? If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. What did she say? What did Jesus say, rather? Be of what? Cheerful encouragement's the word in the Greek there. Be of cheerful courage. He encouraged her. He exalted her. He lifted her. He affirmed her. Everybody else, and this is my opinion, didn't want her there. I believe they could see it. He did exactly the opposite. He took it on himself. That's why when people paint Jesus as a sissy, that's a bunch of bull. You hear me or not? Say. See, we're big, but we're sissies. We're big, but we're sissies because we shy away from our faith. And we, you know what, we just do it on the slide, whatever. You understand? I'm not talking about being arrogant, being in people's face, and being religious, and, you know, like, I don't want to be that. But Jesus was strong. Y'all listening, guys? I lose you. Thy faith has made you whole. Keep looking. What happened to her? She was cured what? Permanently, with no relapse of her former condition. You know why I put that there? Because TV preachers, you'll see them touching people and this, that, and the other, and what have you, and they've been healed and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you, when Jesus healed somebody, let me tell you something. There was no relapse of their former condition. Say that. There was no relapse of their what? Former condition. That's real healing, friend. Not when the cameras are rolling, not when the bucks are flying. If that offends you, have at it. When Jesus healed, there was no relapse. Do I believe in healing? I believe in healing. Do I believe in a lot of the nonsense I see? No. Sorry. Hear me? Oh, do I believe Jesus can heal? Absolutely. I really believe He's in the business of healing hearts and changing lives. Because you're going to die one day. Did you know good news on Mother's Day? You're going to die one day. We're all going to die. But you trust Jesus, believe in Jesus, you can live forever. And if you believe in Him right now, that you can live your life till you die with fullness and hope and excitement and thrill and encouragement and purpose. That's healing, man. When bad stuff happens to you, listen, you got somebody you can lean on who'll never leave you. Wow. That's healing. You hear me today? If I can touch him, she what? So the first woman, she was what? Persistent. This woman did what? Pursued. Listen, you got to be persistent if you want God's blessing on your life, God's favor on your life, God's touch on your life. Listen, you've got to be persistent. You cannot quit. You cannot play the victim. None of that. But then you've got to do this. Not try it once. Oh, I tried it. Went to church. Didn't work. Try to read my Bible. Listen, come on, what kind of game is that? Pursue Him. Go after Him. Press in. Yeah, but what will other people think? Who gives a rip? Amen. Say, get out low. Reach out, touch. That's what she did. Last one, Raj. I know it's rough. Let's see what I can do. What's this one? Mary of Bethany. Ooh, that's long, ain't it? And who is it? What did she do? Can you run on down to the end? Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. She worshipped Jesus. She anointed His head with precious ointment. Remember that story? It was worth a year's wage. And then, you know, why was this not sold, you know, given to the poor? Remember that? Remember all that? Listen, it cost her dearly to anoint Jesus. Before his death, the disciples were indignant. They condemned what she did. You've wasted money. What are you doing? You're a crazy lady. That could be sold for the ministry. People tell me that sometimes. I'm going to put you on notice again. I know I'm ugly. Listen, people come up and say, why don't you put dolphins out back? You could raise money to build your building. You know what? I'd rather not have a building than charge for donuts out front. You could have a building if you charge people at the senior luncheon. I'd rather give to you than to charge for it. I'd rather have that reputation that we take offerings on Sunday morning. If you can give cheerfully, we'll receive it. If we can't, you can keep it. And so at the end of the day, God gets all the glory. It wasn't anything that we really did other than just being obedient. You understand? Say. And plus the love that shows. Isn't that great? I love it. Something my mama would do. Why do we do that? We'll tell you why we give around at Fellowship Church. And you might not think I'm very spiritual, but here's why. Because when my mama died, she was murdered, shot 6 times. And when I went after her murder, home, the next day, I went over to the fence, and a little neighbor lady had pictures that she gave me of my mama's face that was beaten black and blue. And mama said, gave this lady these pictures in case something happened to her. And the woman looked at me in my face, and she said, your mama came to this fence every day, and never one time did she come without something in her hand to give me. Piece of pie, little vegetables out of the garden, maybe a little piece of cross stitch, maybe some coupons or some Tide or something like that. So you know what really drives a lot of our engine here at Fellowship? Now, where'd mama get that? She got it from Jesus. And that drives our engine here. So Mother's Day is not just one day. I'm thinking about my mama a lot around here. Y'all listening or not? Give. This woman gave. She gave, man. What did Jesus do? He confirmed her and he memorialized this woman to this day. In the Scriptures, for her giving. He encouraged her. It's a pattern. The incident pushed two over the edge. If you read the story carefully, it was right after this that Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest and says, what will you give me if I turn him in? I've seen it in church over and over again. People that have this allure and admiration for money and church money. And the control of it and what have you. And I found in my ministry over the years, the people that put more pressure or they're more interested in all that, they give the least. Did you hear me say? Give the least. Just like Judas. This woman gave, man. Memorialized. It's a good thing to give to people. Y'all know that? Yes or no? It's good. We get this from women in the Bible. She worshipped Jesus and it cost her. She had a passion for Jesus and she found favor. So the word P is what? She had a what? Passion. The first lady was what? The second lady did what? And the third lady had a what? You telling me if you do that, lady, come on, you're not going to have the blessing of God on your life? You are going to have the blessing of God in your life. You can check it out. We've got some more women on the web, and you can check it out and do a Bible study, and you can see the other ones. Amen? So anyway, let's stand together. Thank you. I'm late. I'm sorry. I do it every week. I know. They're waving at me. You don't see what I see. At least it's not in the old days when I was a heathen.